This is the Deeper Understandings column. This time the title is Faith as Participation in God's Being. It's written for us by Raymond Pickett, who is rector at Pacific Lutheran Theological Seminary in Berkeley, California. Selecting a favorite book of the Bible to write about is like being asked to choose your favorite child. However, I have decided to write about my love for Paul's letter to the Romans, because my understanding of it has deepened over time. And every rereading of this letter yields new insights and calls me into a deeper relationship with God, self, and neighbor. As Lutherans, we're familiar with Martin Luther's transformational encounter with this text. To rediscover the power of the gospel, Luther had to get as far as Paul's thematic statement in chapter 1, verse 16 and 17, regarding God's righteousness through faith for faith. Because Paul's theological insights in Romans are so deep, it inspired more books and commentaries than any other book in the New Testament. Many, if not most, interpretations focus on the first half of the letter, in which Paul describes the new reality inaugurated by Jesus' life, death, and resurrection. Paul's narration of how God is known in a new way through Jesus anticipates the second part of the letter, in which he elaborates on the implications of that revelation for how we live and love. Beginning in chapter 6, Paul describes the lifelong process of transformation we undergo through our identification with the death and resurrection of Christ. Here Paul dwells on our participation in the divine life through Christ and the Spirit, so that we might walk in newness of life. The gospel is ultimately about who we are becoming in Christ. Indeed, it's a matter of becoming like Him, conformed to the image of Christ. The first few chapters of the letter emphasize God's righteousness, that is, being rightly related to God, self, neighbor, and creation, through faith or trust, which is the beginning and the primary meaning of the Greek word for faith, or pistis. Faith isn't simply a matter of belief, it's a way of being in the world, a way of exemplified by Jesus, who, as the incarnation of divine love, lived not for himself, but for others. In Romans 5 through 8, Jesus' death and resurrection aren't simply events that happened to him. Rather, Paul describes an experience of being joined to Christ in his death, so that like him, we might be liberated from that separate sense of self that we know as ego. We are to love our neighbors as God loves us, citing Leviticus, and in doing so becoming like Christ, who did not please himself. The climax of the first part of Romans is chapter 8, in which Paul depicts how the law of the Spirit of life in Christ Jesus has set you free from the law of sin and of death. However we might understand the nature of sin and its various expressions, the underlying cause is the illusion of a separate self. Christ living and dying for us, Paul writes, is proof of the divine love that redeems and transforms us by joining us to Christ and his community and unveiling the illusion of separation. The God of Jesus is the Creator, and the divine love we know through him is the power through which all things exist. We experience this divine love as a sense of belonging and connection, as the absence of separation. Everything Paul has written thus far about what God has done in Christ has been about righteous love, about being brought into right relationship with God, self and neighbor, the whole creation. Paul writes, is waiting with eager longing for us to actualize our identity as beloved offspring of God and to embody this divine love in our relationship with others. At the end of Romans 8, Paul writes that nothing will be able to separate us from the love of God in Christ Jesus our Lord. This means that divine love is ever present, and hence we should abide in that creative and life-giving source of all that is, of our shared being. Our being in God is what binds us together with all living beings, and in the remaining chapters of Romans, Paul depicts the character of God's love in the context of our relationships with others. Throughout Romans, the righteousness and love of God described offer a way of perceiving and being in relationship. They describe a sense of shared being in God. Let love be genuine, Paul exhorts followers of Jesus. Love one another with mutual affection. In chapter 13, he writes, "Owe no one anything except to love one another, for the one who loves one another has fulfilled the law. Welcome one another, therefore, just as Christ has welcomed you."